The Wildcats team tennis squad entered the weekend without a district win. With two wins on Saturday, though, the Wildcats are now in the playoff picture. I talked with a happy team tennis coach, Tony Martinez, Monday morning.
Two wins, yes. To tell the real truth, it was like the second team didn't have enough players. They were short like two players here and two players there. So that gives us four automatic wins right there. So, you know, but we still had to work. And then the second match, we were tired after the first match because Pine Tree had all their players, and we had to go through playing matches throughout the morning. Mm-hmm. But other than that, they got ready for the next match. And they could tell from the hard work, which I told some of the coaches earlier this morning, that they're seeing what the hard work pays off for, you know, the good work ethic. That's what we're trying to, you know, prove to the kids this past month, and have good work ethics, that good things will happen, you know, but it takes a little time and everything.
How were the scores?
I believe we were 16-4 on the first game against Pine Tree and 18-1 on the second match.
And that was Marshall.
That was Marshall. Oh. That was Marshall.
Tell us who played well for you. Sound like obviously a long list, I would think.
There was a long list, but there were, you know, some standouts, some great showings from the sophomores. My senior, Jonathan Philo, Morgan Sutton, the two seniors, they did a real good job that day. But the sophomores are starting to, you know, shine a little bit. And I've had, like, I guess, Andrew Sant. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a young player, but he's really proven himself. And Jesse Allen, he's really been shining, you know, the last 2 to 3 weeks, you know, as a young sophomore. So we're looking really good. Tyler Stout, another sophomore. And the girls, too. Carolina Espinosa and Caroline Burns, you know, mm-hmm. other sophomores. This is a great start for these sophomores. I mean, it's a young group. I had to step in one, had to bring up one because we were short a girl, and she's a sophomore, and Taylor Cathy, and she came in, and she played this weekend, and she won all her matches this weekend. Mm-hmm. So she stepped it up from the JV to come into the varsity to play this Saturday. She did a great job.
It's hard not to be crazy about those sophomores with a couple more years left to go.
True. You know, they're senior years, and they're all looking at that big picture, too, that, you know, it's still going to be a struggle next year. It's going to be some work. But they can start making dents even next year. But we're still not through yet. We still can make a dent here. What we're looking forward is I'm not looking forward ahead. But we do have, like, Mount Pleasant. We do have to play. We have to win the next two matches to qualify for the area district tournament at the end of October. Mm-hmm. But we know we can work today and in the next few days to get ready for Greenville the following week. But I told all the kids we still have to look at the, you know, one match at a time, and Mount Pleasant is tomorrow. And let's, you know, do our practices hard and well this afternoon.
KSST Sports.